traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, coming to you from the other side. The other side, motherfuckers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. This is Lunchbox, your resident DM for this evening. And with me, we have Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You guys have been listening hard as fuck. Our last episode where we did the intro to this, you guys have really digged it. You guys have commented about it and talked about it, so we're going to keep them coming, man. This is going to be fun. We're going to post them in two separate sections. We'll do like an hour and a half chunk where you guys get to know what's going on. If you guys want to know any more about our characters, like just the development, besides our new character in here, Big Green, you're going to have to hear about him on here. But yeah, if you guys want to hear anything else, just hit us up. Don't forget to message. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and we got a Gmail. I think we got Gmail now. And nice. Twitter. Nice.
At my Gmail,
TributeToCupcakesPodcast@gmail.com. Big Kurt, got anything you want to say to the people before we get rocking and rolling and busting mind cherries?
Well, I'm really excited to get to do this, and I think it's going to be a great experience. And thank you guys for tuning in. Really appreciate that. Love you guys. And we're going to have fun today, for sure. It's going to be awesome.
Alright, does anybody else want to introduce themselves?
I'm Jake. I'm the new one. I'll be playing Big Green when we get into that.
Big Green. And? Say your name.
I'm Destiny, Tommy's girlfriend.
And Dizzy the Wiccan.
So...
You know.
But... Go and get this started, get away from the presidency, and just have some fun with the boys. And girl.
But if you listen to previous episodes, you'll know their characters. If you haven't, go give that a listen before you get to here. But, as a little teaser, we do have another player that we didn't describe, and that is Jake with Big Green. So if you want to take away and introduce Big Green.
Alright, so anyone familiar with D&D, he's a big human turtle, basically. If they introduce you to classes, he's a mixed warrior barbarian. So if you wanted to know that, and... I guess I'll let him talk for himself now.
Hey guys, I'm Big Green, and you know, I like to kill shit. You know, it's kind of, the world's a wasteland, so.
Total grandpa turtle.
Yeah, you know, I do what I can. But you know what they say, slow and steady. That's how you choke a man to death.
That's the fucking truth.
And those are our characters, and this is Lusivania. A wasteland of a world that used to be peaceful and lush with resources. Now it's just any other battle-scarred rock that's floating around in space. It all started with the One Elf Ministry. All kinds of elves, Wood Elf, High Elf, formed an understanding and were no longer separated by Wood Elf or High Elf. They were just called Elves. But what they thought was peaceful, others saw as a threat. In fear of Elf's increased power, other races started to do the same, but not for peace, for competition. A glorified dick-measuring contest. The only good that did was create the land that this bar sits on so dumbass tourists can pay 5 silver to listen to shit that they've already heard. End recording. Atreyu, you back away from the magical recording machine with drink in hand, very regretting you paid 5 silver for that bullshit. You look to your right, and you see the rest of your party walk into the bar. You got there early because you ran ahead the second you saw a town and wanted a drink. Everyone else grabs a drink and sits at the table. There's other people in this bar too. Other races, other kinds of people, merchants, and many people in the back just sitting by themselves. And you just came back from a bounty hunter mission. You just bagged a monster, and it was in a nearby this town. So that's why you're here. Here to collect. Okay. What do you do?
Hello, I am Atreyu, and I am here with my mates, and we are going to do this fucking thing. I was looking forward to this here drink, but fuck the prices. I mean, I cut monsters' heads off for cheaper.
Hey, I heard that!
The barkeep yells at you in the distance.
Yeah, you keep going, I'll chop your fucking head off too, mate.
Is that a threat?
It's a challenge.
He throws a knife at you. Roll initiative. Only Tommy. Unless anyone else wants to help him.
I don't think we're there yet, are we? Are we there?
Yeah, you all grabbed a drink and you're at the tavern. You looked around, saw everyone. First thing he did was pick a fight with the bar owner.
Well, I mean, if I killed monsters for cheap.
If anyone wants to help him, or if you want to try to avoid this.
No, big Green's at the bar drinking some milk.
Fiving.
I'll help.
You're just going to get into this
fight. Cartania's got my back.
I got his back, man.
All right. All right, you two fight. Roll initiative.
All right. 10 plus 1, that's 11.
I just imagine this going off and a big turtle just looking over, not caring.
Slowly sips drink and watches crew get in fight.
Jesus.
So we're rolling initiative right now.
Yes.
I rolled a 10 on my d20.
Should I roll mine even if I'm just going to fucking sit there?
If you're just vibing, I don't
think... See, if you're just going to sit there, I mean, if you...
I'll interject if I need to.
Okay,
just write me in wherever I interject.
Okay, might as well... Actually, everyone just roll initiative, and then roll if you don't want to do anything, we'll say you pass your turn.
You got my back, baby? Let's go.
18 for me.
12 for me.
Tony, roll one. You don't got my back.
You got 12.
6, baby.
Plus, I think 6 plus 1, right? Is that what yours was? Yeah, so 7.
That's not the right area you're looking for.
Plus initiative, so I'm a 12-er.
You're a 12? Uh-oh.
6 plus 2.
Atreyu and Sabbath. Roll off. You both got 12.
Alright, mate. Roll your fucking dice.
Alright.
14.
18 plus 2 is 20.
I like how half of us are definitely Cockney right now.
Oh, I'll show you some Cockney, mate.
It's canon. It's now post-apocalyptic Scotland or Ireland or whatever this is. Okay,
I mean, so I just assume all Dragonborns probably talk like that.
Everywhere.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Everywhere.
All right, and Destiny, what'd you get?
Six plus 2.
You got 8?
Yeah, 8.
We both got a roll off. You got a nat 20, I got 16, so you're first.
Who's first?
You. Well, not in the initiative, but in the order. Alright. You got a bar owner throwing a knife at a Atreyu. Big Green, you're technically first in initiative. You're going to sit there and drink
the milk?
I'm going
to very quickly drink or sip the milk. Before anybody does anything, I just
slam that shit.
Like, is it full and then it just disappears? Or?
No, I just sit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm taking my time with this.
All right, so you're not going to
do anything?
Milk
ain't cheap, bro.
You're not going to do anything?
Fuck you. I ain't part of this.
All right. Next, that is Atreyu. He just threw a knife at you. Obviously a miss, because we didn't roll for it, but is obviously threatened, and he is going to attack you.
Sure.
But you do get to act first.
All right, well, I rolled the 18, correct, plus...
No, that was...
That was between
you and Kurt.
Okay, so now what?
What are you going to choose to do? Are you going to attack him? Are you going to try to reason with him? What are you going
to
do?
Hey, mate, you need to cool out. I'm just here with my boys.
All right, roll a... say charisma check. Would that be good?
I do have some charisma.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a dragon, dude. I'm dripping in swag. It's falling off me, practically.
I'm playing you with me.
So did I need to take anything off of there, or...
Okay.
Alright, so what are we doing, mate?
Roll your d20.
17. And then my initiative's 2, so that gives me 19.
What are you trying to do?
You say... No, you already rolled initiative. You're attacking.
Oh, okay.
You're attacking.
Yeah. Oh, so I choose what attack I use, correct?
Oh, wait, no, I forgot. You were trying to talk. Charisma.
Yeah.
Yes, you did the d20, and then now you're at... Yeah.
Charisma.
Okay, so...
Negative
8?
Negative 1.
Oh, so
you're not charismatic.
I'm not good at talking to people, apparently.
So he got a 7?
Well, what's 17?
Oh, wait,
minus
no.
Minus 1? 16?
16. Okay, cool. Hmm.
Alright, well, if you say you're sorry, I'll let it go.
As Atreyu, I will swallow my pride. I apologize. It's been a long road. You don't know what the fuck I've seen.
Such a pussy.
Understandable.
So now that you've avoided a bar fight with the bar owner...
For now.
Yes. Somehow the non-charismatic guy talked him out of it. Let's go to the next. Big Green, are you going to do anything?
Yeah, bartender.
Yeah.
Another glass of milk, but with more vodka this time.
More. Vodka?
More than last time.
There was no vodka last time.
Yes, I ordered it. Did you not?
Who wants vodka and milk?
I did.
A curdle.
Would it?
You're right. I don't necessarily know.
He goes to try it. 15. I'm gonna say it doesn't curdle.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it just. I'm gonna say it's like oil and water. I'm gonna say it's oil and water.
Oh yeah, probably.
And he hands it to you with a very concerned look on his face.
Yeah, you like what you like, Big Green.
Yeah, I'm gonna toss it over.
Is this what you drink at home?
This is what I drink at the bar.
Okay, just make sure you don't drink it at home. I'd be worried about you.
I don't have a home. I don't think any of us do.
He's a turtle.
It's the apocalypse.
His home's on his back.
Yeah, okay, he is.
I'm in for real.
He's got a mobile home.
Huh? That'll be 50 silver.
Atreyu understands me. That's why I'm here.
That'll be 50 silver.
Alright, yeah.
Alright.
Wait, what?
back up. No.
It's a little salty, yeah, bud.
Alright, but his drink was 5 silver.
No, his audio recording was 5 silver. Your weird ass drink is 50.
Oh, okay.
And you see a man in the back. He's looking at mainly Atreyu, but it's not of, you know, disgust or, you know, anything like that. It's just a blank stare with a, like, tad bit concern. You don't know if it's for you or if it's just something in general, but he is staring at you.
Hmm. So who moves now? Me?
Oh, we're out of mission.
Anybody.
It's free-for-all.
Yeah, yeah, anybody can do anything.
Well, homeboy's staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to walk across the bar as yeah. Atreyu and ask this guy, what's your deal, bud?
Sorry for staring. Would you possibly be monster hunters?
Who's asking?
Me. The person talking to you.
I mean names.
Oh, William. Thank you. And yours?
We'll get to that later.
That's rude. Well, are you?
Like, what does he want?
You're not over there.
Why?
You're at the table. He walked across the bar.
I'm over here now.
Okay, fair now.
Enough. Oh, is she with you?
Who is this? What do they want?
Well, the guy was asking a lot of questions.
Listen, if you are, I might have a job for you.
Oh, well, since we're talking about money.
You greedy bastard. Anyways, my village is across the mountain ridge over in the west. It's about 2 days' travel from here, and there's a big monster there that I need help with. I needed to find someone. I'm not strong enough to fight him on my own.
Do I overhear this?
Yes, you are in the bar.
I'm gonna go.
And you're at the bar before, so you would be like probably from like here down the hall. You definitely hear it.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
So,
over there,
so you
then.
See this guy approaching the boys.
I just heard him talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna head over and start to listen. It's piqued my interest.
Okay.
So, are you monster hunters?
I fought a few in my day. Yeah.
Can you guys take the job?
How much are you paying?
50 gold.
Fuck yeah.
Well,
I'm assuming he's your leader.
Righto. No, you got my interest.
No, but I'm definitely the angriest of the bunch.
And Big Green
flies into a rage and starts breaking tables
silver.
And shit.
Silver, now I'm getting it.
100 silver is 1 gold.
I'm gonna use one of my rages and fly into a rage and start breaking tables and shit. And I'm gonna run into the kitchen, and you're gonna hear just in the kitchen, "Can you smell what Big Green is cooking?"
Give me a performance check.
All right, yeah.
So, in the meantime, we're standing here talking to this guy.
12.
And he just busts off into this kitchen and starts fucking shit up. That's what's happening now? Cool.
Is your friend okay?
I'm excited for the job.
So, what'd you get?
12.
12? With the breaking of tables and going to the kitchen and going buck wild, the owner isn't all too mad at you because you did it with flair.
Swag.
So, he won't make you pay for things, but he still wasn't too happy about it. Okay. And I'm assuming
you... I'm at the San Cartagena in there to chill your ass out.
Big Green walks back out of the kitchen back with his normal voice. Hey, guys.
I'm back now.
You ready for the adventure?
So, when can you set off? I can give you 25 gold now, and then when you come back?
With its head on a pike?
Yeah, that'll work.
Angry wizard.
Pretty big, but yeah. You are an angry wizard.
Well, it's all about the money.
Dragon, got it. Alright, so... you guys did just end a monster mission, and you got here as a little break. And now you have this. So are you wanting to
finish
head out
my
now?
Drink, dog? Damn.
Well,
I gotta slam 4 Jack and Cokes before I go fucking face to face.
Got his band.
We all need our vodka milks.
Something, shit.
So, are you saying you guys are getting shit faced and then leaving?
Yeah, dude, who likes to travel not shit faced?
I'm gonna say Big Green is not shit faced.
That's why I'm the
He can drink a lot,
probably. Because they're all alcoholics.
How old are you?
Like, probably 180.
180? So I can probably imagine a martial artist turtle can drink a lot. That's like 180.
Well, he's and 600 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot to get the boy fucked.
Okay, he's a big so.
Turtle. Same thing with Cartagena over here. He's a fucking Sasquatch. It takes a lot to get that big man even tilty.
Yeah.
I'm a dragon. I'm kind of a lightweight when it comes to liquor.
I want everyone to roll me a d20. Big Green with advantage.
Okay. Well,
yeah, add your constitution. Forgot that part.
So, 15, and then we'll add the constitution?
Yeah
plus 2.
The modifier.
Oh, word. I thought you told me to add 14. I was like, fuck, that's a lot. Okay, so I got 17?
17, that's okay.
8 plus the 2, so 10 for her.
10? So, that's a 6, right? Where the
yes. Small, okay. Yep, that is bottom.
All right, okay. And you add your constitution modifier.
So I got 8.
All right. And Big Green?
21.
Nice.
21.
Atreyu, as regretful as I would want to say this, you're the second most sober out of everyone. You held your own right next to Big Green.
We're drinking buddies. It happens. Yeah, we know when to stop.
They're alcoholics.
Yeah, but Dizzy and Sabbath are
smashed,
pretty lit. I'll say if next about 6 hours, you guys have disadvantage on athletics checks and
reasoning probably.
Yeah. All right, so then you guys head out off to the west towards the mountain regime or mountain
region.
Region.
So we bust out the
mountain
saloon.
Government.
So as a team, we bust out the saloon and we're headed towards the mountains to go.
Yep.
Did homeboy make with the 25 before we bounced?
And you did get your 25 gold. Whoever wants to hold it or if you want to split it now.
I'll just write it down on mine.
All right.
He's got a big backpack, man.
He's 600 pounds.
He can carry a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, he's on
he's
par
strong.
With
I might not be as tall, but I'm probably thicker for sure with my big ass shell.
Can I ride him
he
at points?
He just
points?
Wrote it all in
no, hold
like everyone has
word.
It.
Okay, word.
I've been writing down.
How much do you use? Wait,
that's
what's
good.
Your race?
Sorry.
He's a dragonborn.
You're probably like a couple hundred pounds.
All
right. Yeah. He's so, about 6, I'd say like 6'5" with dragon scales with human shape body.
You're about the same height, but I'm just fucking
massive.
The big bony
as you guys are traveling, chattering, you guys see in the distance a reptilian-like creature.
Word.
At the very edge of this intense yellow fog. It's about a wolf height. But just imagine a iguana built like a wolf, but it doesn't have fur. It's just pure iguana.
Oh, shit.
And it's just kind of sniffing around. It hasn't noticed you yet, but you do see this yellow fog that does stretch for a minute.
Big Green goes into a shell.
Attaboy.
That's actually an ability I have. I'm going into my shell, and I get +4 to my AC, and I can't move.
Okay, so you see some, and you just retract.
That makes sense.
What ideas anyone else have?
Can I use my animal handling on it?
Do you want to get closer?
Can I?
You
or wait,
can.
No, is that not a good idea?
You don't know if it's not or yet. You just see this.
I say go, bro. I got your back.
Wolf-sized iguana and this yellow fog that you live in this world, you know to be radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. What?
Can I morph into it?
You could. Yeah.
I mean, you're literally looking at it. Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
totally.
You could wild shape into it, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But did you have an idea first?
I was going to animal handle it if we were going to go with that first.
You wanted to get closer.
Yeah, I do want to get closer.
Okay, so which one do you guys want to do, or you want to do both at the same time?
Could we do both at the same time so it looks like
they're going up as a gang.
He knows how to deal with them almost? Because he has another one with it.
We could trick it into thinking that I know how to handle them. And then I can use
or if something happens, I can attack so it don't hurt him.
Ah.
Okay, so she doesn't have to roll anything. No, she just wild shapes, right?
No, yeah, she can just do it.
Yeah, but you do have a thing on the app where it says the amount of wild shapes, I believe.
She has two.
Yeah,
they
so
come back
I'm just
on a
making
short
sure
rest.
She...
I will long rest,
yeah. So you anamorph into this creature, and Sabbath here is going to be walking next to her.
Hanging out with the Sasquatch.
So you're getting closer, and you get to about. Oh yeah, are you guys just staying back too?
I'm in my shell. I can't.
Yeah, I'm actually just chilling, smoking a dragon joint with my boy over here. He's hiding.
Pass it to me. The shell is smoke rising out of the shell.
You just see it coming out of the back of the shell.
I imagine you just sitting on top of a shell and
straight,
just
that's
going
what I'm
out
thinking.
One hole and coming
yeah.
out the other.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So you guys get closer, and you get to about 50 feet of it. When it looks at you, and then it starts charging at you, and then behind it, you see about 4 more charging at you.
Man.
Roll
Dang.
Initiative.
All right.
You're just trying to smoke this fucking turtle joint. You know how to go fucking with animals.
Right, I got a 6.
Okay. I got
4. Then you add your initiative, correct?
3. So
right.
5.
Right. Everyone, just remember your numbers.
Sure. So I would have a 6.
Oh, you and me both have 6.
Yo.
Roll off.
Is that what we gotta do?
8 and 10.
6.
I win.
Cool.
Alright, so you and me are both have 6, but I'm before you.
Cool.
Alright. This one.
Hey, you're on my back too.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Good. That's perfect, my plan. Stay on my back.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
to,
bro, you're like a mobile beanbag chair, homie. Like you go in your shell. I'm gonna take advantage and sit on that motherfucker and light up.
All right.
What level?
1, 2. For your character, yeah, you're level 2.
But we're on the cantrip, right?
You have cantrips and first level spells.
All right, I have their numbers. So, who has the highest number? Go first. All right, what is it?
22.
All right, who has the next?
It goes.
I have 5. Oh, okay, so we're tied at 6, but I'm first. We roll off.
All right, so you have 6 and 6, 6 and you 6 and.
I was first, but yes.
I know, I'm just putting it there for now.
Okay.
Cool. Kurt was 5.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then all of them. So, Destiny, you will go first. What do you want to do as this creature? And I guess I might as well tell you the name of it. It's called a Jaggerus.
Also, yeah, we got a chest stats for that. I like to be able to attack.
Yeah.
It's kind of as a wolf.
Yeah, that's what I have right here.
12 HP and, yeah.
So you got the stats here.
Yeah, cool. I'll let her do the rolls. So you can either, you would probably better stay off as that. So you would want to, do you want to either change back to your form and like sacrifice your turn, or do you want to attack as your Jagras?
I'll attack.
Alrighty. You'll go for the first one that was running at you.
So the front one out of the pack.
Yeah, so roll a d20.
2. She rolled a 2 plus whatever.
Okay. That's a 7. That is not hit. You lunge as a Jagras at the Jagras.
And miss.
So you just bite and narrowly get behind it. But now you're behind it in between that one and the crowd that's coming in behind it. But they're still charging forward. Except for that first one. He might have stopped for you.
You might have scared him.
Next is the enemy. Number 4. 4 is in the back. He's going to run forward and he's going to attack Kurt. Or Sabbath. It's 13. Does that hit? What's your AC? It's right underneath your health.
Armor class.
Oh, armor. 14.
14?
Armor class is 14.
13. So
13? So he also misses. He lunges for you and then also misses. You kind of just, you know, sidestep him and get the teeth off the chainsaw. Just, ah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that...
be him, then me.
No, be enemy number 2. Because they got 10.
Yeah.
That would be the front one, and that's next to you, you Dizzy. So they're going to try to bite you. I didn't hit. I rolled a 2. So that's all they're going to do. And then that goes to 1. That's also in the back. They're also going to get Dizzy because they're falling up in the back. The 16 hit? Your AC?
Do you have an armor class on your main stats?
15?
So yeah. I do hit.
Yeah.
Okay. First one to get hit.
I died?
No, you're the first one to get hit.
There's a number for your health for a reason.
Yeah, also your, which he'll have your health. So you're not even going to lose health on this because you're in wild shape. Basically, the health of the animal that you shape into is different than yours.
Ah,
so you can lose all that and you're still fine. You'll just transform back.
Almost like I have 2 lives, but...
Sort of, yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah, so when your health drops from, I guess, like 12, right, with the form you're in, when that drops to 0, you'll just go back to your normal form.
Oh.
And then from there, you can take damage as normal.
That'll be 10 damage.
Really?
And now you have to make a DC 13 strength saving throw. I might as well roll you because I'm looking at it. 4, 5, 6, 7. Nope, that doesn't. So that is you on the ground being bitten prone.
It's a shitty situation.
Like, yeah, he bit you and dragged you to the ground, basically.
So yeah, you miss your attack, and then he goes by, he misses his attack, his buddy comes by, bites you, and just rears you on the ground, so now you're laying there.
Okay.
Okay, after 9, that would be our 6s, and first is Big Green.
Alright. I'm gonna have him get up and use his bonus action to come out of his shell.
Alright.
And then get up and start running. How far, or how close can I get?
They were about 50. You ran. You could do a full back dash and then get to.
Well, no, without using the dash, without using my action to dash. I got 30 feet of movement speed.
You'd still have 20 to make up.
20 to make up.
You saw it 100 and they got to 50.
Okay, that's fine. I'm gonna get. So I'm within 20 feet of the action.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. So I did that, and I'm gonna say to Atreya,
hold on, little buddy.
And so I'm running with him on my back because he was on my back.
Oh, when, yeah.
Teamwork, dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
But also begs the question, do you still get the same movement speed on all 4s and 2s?
I'm running on 2s. I'm holding on around his neck, totally, like he's running with me.
Yeah, he could just like put you on his shoulders.
Backpack
like,
style. Yeah.
Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, and then I'm
gonna.
That's smart. Yeah, and I'm gonna cast Fairy Fire.
Ooh, all right. Anything I need to do?
So yeah, you're gonna have to make saving throws on whoever is in it in the range, basically.
All right. So.
So heal me.
Okay.
So it is a any object and creature within a 20-foot cube gets affected. And okay. I have a 60-foot range, so I can put it on as many dudes as I can get.
Okay, so for ease, and I think it legitness, you do get all of them.
Okay.
So I believe they emit a glow?
Yeah, they have to make a dexterity saving throw.
That's right. There it is. 17 and 15? Or 14?
Those both pass.
And... seven, eight, and 13.
One passes. So I only got one, like, apparently. Jesus, these things are fucking dexterous.
Yeah, they have plus two dexterity.
Damn. Alright, yep. So I got one of them, so he's glowing with a light, and everyone has advantage on him when they attack him.
Alright.
Oh, cool.
I'll say that one is the one that is right next to Dizzy, holding her on the ground.
Okay.
Cool.
And we have one ahead of it in that situation in between Dizzy and Big Green. And then we have the other two coming in behind it.
Okay. And then he went, so it'd be me next?
Yes.
It'll and be you, since Atreyu. He brought me with him...
Mm-hmm. Or within 20 feet, right?
Oh, yep. Word. So within 20 feet, I'm pretty sure...
You can check your movement speed on
yeah.
this
page. Where's that?
This one. All the stands, yep.
Boom.
30.
Word. He's quick, motherfucker. All right, so... I'm within the area. I'm going to use one of my spells to take out the... Well, it's got like a, 20-foot range, isn't that what that says?
Yeah, all your spells that you can do right now, they can hit. Okay. Except if they're like, you have to touch them. But most of your
spells. Oh, like Burning Touch and shit like that? Okay.
Burning Hand's still 15 feet, so if you got within, like you got off me or whatever, then you could get within range. But you can stay on me and cast your others.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go from there and then shoot the Chromatic Orb off
nice.
Of his back towards like the crowd.
Alrighty, which one do you want to aim for? You do have the one that's glowing that is currently holding down Dizzy, but there's also the one in front of them closer to you, and then the two behind them.
Well, if I hit the front one, wouldn't it hit the second one too because of the range?
No, it just hits them on contact.
Okay.
It's it's not a combat saw where it goes through.
Okay, well, I didn't realize what the range was on. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, the range
like
is just
how far.
So it's a Kai Blast.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright, cool. So, I'm going to Kai Blast the very front one, since he smacked the one that was fucking with her.
I didn't smack her.
Yeah,
I lit it up with a spell that gives everyone else advantage.
Yeah, so if she gets out of prone, she has advantage.
Well,
I'm going
to hit the first one,
okay.
Because it's the one closest to us.
Yeah, okay. Alright, so roll your attack.
Which is the d20?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
19, and then...
No, you have to look. You hit him.
Yeah.
All right, word. It's a slapper.
All right, so any kind of type of damage you want to do, or...?
Just to keep the flow right, I'm a lightning dragon, so let it be lightning.
All righty. For those that don't know, Chromatic Orb, you get to choose every element. You know, fire, water, ice, all of it.
So 7, 4, and 8. Calculator, because I'm...
7, 4, 8.
19.
Treyu, you're on top of Big Green, and you shoot this, lightning Kai Blast at this Jagras that is closest to you. And as soon as you hit it, it does like the Borderlands electric death, where they're like shocking, and then it just slowly dissolves. So that is the first blood to a Treyu. And is there anything else you want to do?
And then let me chill touch the one that's no.
Yeah, you can only do one spell.
Okay. Wait, so a cantrip counts as a spell then?
It's your action.
Okay, gotcha. Well, then from there...
You can move or you can... I think all you can do right now is move, because I don't know if you have any bonus actions.
I mean, I was already on his back, so I mean, I'm still...
I'm
casting from his back.
Okay, so you don't want to go anywhere? You want to stay put on Big Green?
Yeah. Right. It's a safe spot to hide, you know?
Definitely.
He is like a big boulder, you know?
All right, and now Sabbat. You are... next to Dizzy getting...
Trying to train the first one that flipped the fuck out.
Hmm. Well,
that didn't work.
I'm gonna try to tame this... What are they called?
Well, you don't have to say what you're doing in your character voice. Oh, if your character's okay. Talking, you can do the voice. But right now, you're good.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you're going to say something cool before you hit someone, then yeah.
Okay, I'm still learning.
Yeah,
so,
bitch. Yeah. Fireball. He jumps up in a twirly. Fireball.
Yeah, it's like jazz hands, though.
you can third person be like, yeah, my character does this, right?
Okay.
Or you can do the first person of talking with your character voice. Up to you.
Okay.
You're like, I'm going to smack your ass. I hit him with my hammer.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. So, can I use any of my weapons for this?
Oh, yeah, totally. You are literally right next to her.
Okay.
And I know it's been like 10 minutes, but in the game, it's been like a
seconds.
Second.
Yeah.
So, but you're just staying there while she's been bitten and then put to the ground.
Okay.
By the glowing one, because he made it glow.
Well, I'm going to stop trying to do the animal tame and just go for the kill, I think. So, I rolled a 21.
21?
Wait, no, the dice.
Oh, yeah, you roll a...
Sorry, I meant 20, like, yeah, one, the
yeah,
dice.
Yeah, 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 you roll a d20 to see if you hit. And I'm assuming you're using the chainsaw.
Yeah, I'm using the chainsaw.
Fuck yeah, he is.
Okay, so I got 9.
You got that's 9 seven. Plus...
Plus 4.
Seven. Oh, plus 4? Okay.
Yep. See.
11. Okay.
Yeah, so 11.
11? Nah, that does not hit. You go to... Oh, wait, no. Roll with advantage... Because,
the glowing one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, roll the d20 again, and you take the highest number.
Okay.
Yeah. That's advantage.
That's cool. Oh,
15.
Hell yeah.
15? Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
All right, so, you see this Jagger is holding her to the ground, currently still biting her, but now he's glowing, and you just come in, and you just chainsaw it.
Save the fucking
roll
day.
Roll your damage.
Okay.
Whoops. Oh.
My bad.
Oh, you don't roll the d20. It's the 2d6.
That one?
It's d6. That one, yeah.
Okay.
Regular dice.
I roll twice.
5.
Hit and add
2.
5, 6, 7, plus...
2.
Okay.
So 9.
Okay, 9. 9 damage. You hit it, and you start carving into it, but it gets, like, the major pain of it, and then it just yanks its way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you did dislodge the bite off of Dizzy, and it's now over,
so
say, about 5 feet.
So it's running away in fear.
No, it's basically recoiling. It does some damage, and it's like, shit, and it jumped away.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, if it was their turn, they could move and run, but this is that right there. Is there anything else you want to do, or you want to move anywhere?
Can I do another attack?
You're a barbarian. Do you have multi?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's a 5. Yeah, I don't think you can. I think there's one thing where you can, like, offhand your hand axe. As,
if
like,
you had that skill, that's usually, like, fighters or something like that.
True.
Rogue.
So, yeah, right now you have the only thing if you want to move or not, if you want to stay put.
I'm going to stay put, I think.
Alrighty.
Stay on my ground.
That is end of round one. Next is...
Don't forget you have your rages, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that
so you can, yeah, you do that and... the main thing that'll do for you is that you'll have resistance to, like, all the normal damages. So, like, probably what these guys are doing. And then you'll get an extra +2 on any damage you do.
Okay.
It's so, like, yeah, that would have been a +4 to the damage instead of a +2.
Oh, okay.
All right. And also you have a unique ability called a Reckless Attack, where you get advantage like you just did. You can roll twice and, you know, get...
Take the better.
Yeah. And but the disadvantage of that is they also get advantage on you. That's why it's reckless. But it's an easier chance to hit.
Yeah. So you have that, both those options.
Okay.
All right, Dizzy, you were just released by your friend Sabbath, and you are still prone on the ground, though, so you'll have to get up, which we'll just say you did, but that's half your movement.
What, survival?
What?
With survival?
No, you were laying on the ground, and you had to use half your movement to stand back up.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? You have the Jagras that was hurt by Sabbath next to you, and you have the other two that's behind it.
Probably let's try to attack at least one of the two.
You want to attack the hurt one?
That's probably the best bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one.
He's already taking damage, right?
Hit. Yeah, he just hit with chainsaw, okay. Right? And yeah. It's right next to her. So yeah, that's probably your best bet.
Alrighty, roll d20.
17.
Alright, plus. Oh, actually, that just hits anyways. Alright, roll your damage on your weapon.
She's still in form, right?
Oh, yeah, form. Bye, bye. I forgot that she was still in that.
Alright. Let her roll and just tell her what she adds.
Alright, roll.
Oh, she got 17 on that. She rolled the 17 for her attack. That's what that was. Right?
What?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Right. So her damage. What's her damage?
2d6.
Okay, so, yeah. The this one? Yep, twice and add it together.
Yeah.
And six, so seven.
Yeah, you come back after being just bitten and held to the ground for a second, and Sabbath knocks him off you. You're pissed, and you just jump at him and then just rip his neck off.
Nice.
So now you're standing there as a Jagras, just dripping blood, kind of like a raptor from Jurassic Park.
Word. They just tore apart another fellow raptor.
Yeah.
Druids are so hardcore.
So that is two of them dead.
Two out of what? Would that be...
Yeah, you killed one with your lightning. She just tore one's throat out.
Atta girl.
All right. And now that will be the enemy's turn. One in the back. It's going to try to attack Big Green, but that ain't going to happen.
What did he get?
He got a 15.
Yeah, no.
Wait. No, yeah, even,
oh, geez.
even with plus five.
Look at his armor. Fuck, yeah. I didn't realize. No,
I'm super broken as a turtle who is barbarian.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense.
Half
yeah.
His body is a shell, so.
Yeah, he's all armor.
But
yeah.
I can't, the thing is, I can't ever, like, get better armor, if that makes sense. Like,
well, yeah.
I can't wear more armor.
You got what you got. Well, yeah, yeah, I mean, it'll make you so cumbersome you couldn't move anyways.
Yeah. But yeah, he, you know what? He does bite you, but it just doesn't do shit. You chip a tooth. You chip his tooth. And. You know, that kind of hurts his molar.
Oh,
he has a nerve exposed
it.
Now. That's going to be annoying. yeah, that's just going to be his turn. That's a defeat. That's an L on his side. And you get to retaliate since now it is your turn.
Woo! I'm going to smack him with my hammer.
You're going to smack him with your hammer. All right.
20 to hit?
Nope. Yeah, that definitely hits. Wait, is it nat 20?
No, it's 15 plus
5. Ah,
all right. All right. 3. That's 5 damage.
5 damage? That's kind of underwhelming for a hammer.
I rolled a 2, and it's 2 plus 3. So.
Nah. Okay, so this one's come up. It's bit you.
It is a one-handed hammer, just so
yeah.
Clear.
It bit your torso and chipped a tooth, and you just kind of stood there and had the hammer in hand and just gave it a little love tap just on the head.
Bonk. Dang. Doggy punch that
yeah,
ass.
Just to get it off your shell.
Back off, motherfucker.
What they call a warning shot.
Yeah, I'm not threatened at the moment.
All right, you gonna end it there?
Yeah.
All right.
As well.
And then after Big Green is Atreyu.
Okay.
What you gonna do, son?
I'm still on Big Green's back.
Yeah.
I'll use my movement to get off of his back. Because I've seen that thing attack him, and now I'm like, okay, this is getting real.
Wait, how tall are you?
Like 6'5".
Okay, never mind.
So, on top of this already tall motherfucker, I was up chilling. I was holding around his neck because he got up and ran with me.
All right, I just want to do this for fun. Roll a d20 athletics check.
Athletics?
Just see if you don't beef it falling.
18?
Okay, you get down fine.
Just fine.
You don't go facing dirt. All right, you're off Big Green. What are you going to do?
All right,
you got the
I'm
one you
fireball.
Just love tapped.
I'm going to fire... Well... He just left tap. That's already so it'd be standing next to us because I got off of his back.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna use my firebolt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use my firebolt cantrip onto that.
Oh, okay.
The one that's next to us.
All right. Roll your d20.
12.
Plus 4.
So 16.
16. Yeah, that definitely hits.
Cool.
Now roll your damage.
I know what the damage is. This one's just this. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, make sure Birdie didn't get that. Yeah.
You got a one?
Yeah, I'll make sure.
All right. You hit
the
him.
The weakest ass fireball.
You hit him and you give him like a first degree burn on
like
his
a sunburn.
Arm.
I sunburned the thing.
That's great.
So he
it wasn't even fire, it was just a strong light came out of your hand.
UV rays!
This is a very underwhelming warm push.
All right, so I'm assuming you're gonna end your turn in shame.
or run?
No, I'm gonna dash over next to dude. So Kurt.
Yeah.
After I slightly fail.
Yeah.
I look at Big Green, shrug my shoulders, and say, "Well." And then I dash over to Curtanius with the hanging out with the girl.
Yeah. Okay. The girl.
The girl. All
right. So you're over there now. After Treyu is Sabbath. What you up to?
Come on. You're
next to this scene. Next to you would be just the one Jagras at full health. The other one that's been love tapped and flashlighted is over by Big Green.
Okay, I'm gonna help my buddy out and I'm gonna use a chainsaw, I think, on it.
On the full?
On
the one that has the full health, or on the one that I sunburned.
The one that you burned.
Okay. Right. He said, "I'm gonna finish this shit."
All right, so you're gonna run away from the one that's coming at you, 20 feet to get to them, and you're gonna hit it with the chainsaw.
Leaving me over there by myself because I just ran over to you.
Oh my god, you did.
He's like, "Nah, fuck you. You're bad luck."
Trade places.
Yeah.
Chinese fire drill.
Well, I mean, the one already lost some of its health, so I might as well go for the weakest one.
Yeah.
Leave me over there. I'm just like, "Hey, I came over to see you, bud." And you're like, "Yeah, I got things to do."
No, it's even better is he tried to attack the weakened one, failed, and said, "I think I'll have better luck with the full health one." All right, roll your d20.
Okay.
See if you hit it.
I think I got 19, because there's no decimal there. Oh, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 1 and a 9.
Yeah. All
right. 19, yeah, that definitely hits. And
slap.
Roll your damage. That would be 2d6.
Okay. I got a 4.
Roll twice.
Oh. 4 and 1, so 5.
5. Yeah, you cleave this thing, coming up from behind. It jumped up, broke its teeth on Big Green Shell. He bopped it for a little warning bop, and you just came in and didn't give a warning bop and just cut it in half.
Oh, sweet. Take that, you son of a bitch.
You even nicked Big Green Shell a little, but it matters none.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm terrible with this thing. I'm still learning.
I got a pretty hard shell. I'll take a big risk.
Okay. If anything, it might have sharpened one of the teeth on the chainsaw.
Cool. Hell yizzle. All
right, and then after that, it would be Dizzy. Which right now, I think she's preoccupied. So, yeah. Okay, she's back.
Sally. All
right, you have...
my son.
You have one full health Jagras left. What would you like to do to it?
Because you are you're a Jagras yourself still.
You don't tell me what to do.
So Jag, yeah.
I would like to, you know.
You gonna attack the full health with?
I'm a Jaguar. The Jaguar, you know what I mean.
Alrighty. Why am I rolling? You need to roll.
This is Jag. This is not.
I just noticed that too.
Hi, buddy.
6. Plus whatever the attack is.
6, okay. 11, and you go for a jump again, but you're still a little bit bloody and, you know, all that after you ripped one neck out. So you go to jump at this one and you miss.
Oh, I forgot. I was hurting.
All right, and then after that would be...
You're just hurting in your Jagras form, though. Your normal health is fine.
Technically, you've taken no damage. Actually, I don't think anyone's taken damage.
Yeah.
Like, actual damage.
I forgot I was still in that full.
Yeah, you're still a Mick Jagger.
Next is... Wait, no, that one wasn't. That was the last
so
one.
So, I'm staying alive.
That one is going to attack... Actually, it's going to attack Atreyu.
Because I'm by myself over here, yep.
Yeah. Well, she's next to you, and she just swung at it.
And missed.
Yeah. Alright, and that was our reward.
Some Final Fantasy shit right here. Swing, miss, no, right, spell, so go!
13. Oh, yeah, so we got this. 18, does that hit you?
Probably. Probably deep, too. So, yeah, my armor is 12, so.
Oh, God.
What just hit me at 18? The jag?
The jag.
Damn, I got me jagged, boys.
Oh, you're gonna get jagged. That would be great.
Also, really keep in mind,
he has like 14 health.
Yeah, yeah, instead of 8, which is on his thing. Mm. Yeah.
Wait, can you change that for his max health? Yeah, just hold it.
Maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did I get hit? Do I need to change my health at all?
No, you're good.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, you missed. Okay. All right,
hey. Nice.
It's a good thing you did change it, because you got hit for 12.
Oh, man, I am hurting.
So, yeah, just type in 12 there, and then hit done.
And as soon as one of you hit zero, you don't die. You do three death saves to... You know, try to help you out until someone helps you. So but if you get three wrong,
I'm hurting, yo.
He's bleeding bad.
Yeah.
They got an artery.
They got me.
So maybe we might start learning about death saves.
All right.
So yeah, he bites you hard.
He fucks your boy up.
And now you have to
to carry you, and I'm so sick of it.
Now you have to make a DC 13 strength check.
What's that?
Roll your D20 and then add your modifier or save.
One.
Yeah, you get whiplashed to the ground like Dizzy did earlier.
Like a little bitch. Like a slop.
Yeah, so now you're laying on the ground. I'm going to be generous and say it's like biting your shoulder.
Okay. Pinning the ground.
No, actually, it's your neck. You took 12 damage.
Yeah, it's got your boy slapped.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So.
I'm in a world of pain right now, listeners. I'm hurting.
Oh, yeah. And now that is Big Green.
There's none of them next to me?
Nope, the last one is over there currently ripping out a Trey's neck.
Hey!
What, do you have like 2 health left?
Yeah, bro.
How far is he from me?
You would definitely get there. He's 20 feet, because no one moved farther. Yeah.
Okay. Then... hold up. I might have an idea.
I'll say that.
No, big schemes.
You better have an idea, Big Green.
Hey. Now we have an orange cat on the table.
It's an orange pussy.
This is Fry.
Alright, I'm gonna cast Animal Friendship on the last Jagras.
Cocksucker.
What save?
The one that's just ripped my throat out.
Wisdom saving throw.
Alright.
You know?
You fucking bitch.
Nat 20.
Well, my spell fails, and that's my turn.
Damn.
Thanks for trying, bro.
You almost.
Thanks for trying, bro.
It's okay. E for...
effort. E for everybody.
A for effort. Isn't that what they say?
A for effort.
Wow, that is unfortunate.
Yeah. Man, right, so everyone's just letting your boy get tossed like jail salad right now.
It's okay. You're used to it.
That was also my last spell, so I can't heal you.
Oh, great.
Good shit, homie.
Hopefully you stay there. Actually, I believe you do.
Wait,
have
he
one
just went.
Oh, I don't know. I probably didn't write one down, but if I do, I can.
But now that is you, Atreyu. You are getting ripped on the ground.
Alright, so now I gotta save myself because ain't no one else got my back.
I believe you redo the strength check or you just chill there.
What's the strength check that I just rolled?
13. Yeah, the 20 and then add your save. Make sure to add your save and not your modifier.
Still negative one.
Alright, it's negative.
8. So 7.
Man, you try, but it just yanks you back to the ground. You're not taking any more damage, but...
I'm still getting hoed.
Yeah, it's straight up like prison wall they're holding you.
Whispering shit into my ear like, yeah, this is it.
Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Jesus.
Tell me something I don't want to hear.
Alright, so...
Now, that is 7. You are seeing Atreyu just get mauled.
Come on, Curtanius, you can do this.
Okay. I'm gonna throw a javelin, I think.
I'm debating whether to have.
He's gonna hit me in the head, and then I'm done.
That's what I'm debating.
I can do it. They're still.
Yeah, you're only 20. I could say you could be.
Would it make it though?
Like it would definitely make it. Okay. It just I don't know if I would want to throw in the risk of like you might hit him.
You might hit him in the fucking head.
No, I'm good.
I'll say if you miss, another half. But if you critically fail. That's just the one.
If you roll a 1, you smoke me in the face with it.
No, I'm not saying you only take 1 damage.
Just I have 2 left.
Just to make you sweat more.
Oh, shit.
All right, so roll your d20.
That's great.
14.
Ooh, good. That was good. And 14 plus, it doesn't matter, you already hit him. All right, then roll your damage.
One.
Oh, no, it's different.
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry.
1d6, so whatever your first one was.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it was one, I think, yeah.
And
it was
then
one.
Plus, it should be plus something.
Plus two.
Plus two, so three. Yeah,
so three. All right, this one is still the fresh one. It still hasn't been touched, everybody's missed. And
it's fucking my life
taking,
up.
Yeah, taking Treyu down, just mama dog. And yeah, you go for it and it misses. Oh, you hits. Never mind. And
okay.
You do one.
I was like, oh shit.
And you, I was thinking it earlier. And you throw the javelin, and it just like clips it for that three
just
damage.
Just to piss it off.
Yeah.
It's already got me.
And it starts ripping your neck out even more. Just more pissed off.
Yeah. Bites down harder.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, dude. My bad.
I'll say it releases the grip just because of outside distraction. Because
it got spooked a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone's tried, but he actually hit.
Okay. Everyone's just throwing rocks. I'm like, oh, your turn. Your turn. Oh,
and
fuck,
he comes
your
in
throw.
With a spear.
Yeah. So, all right, we're not throwing rocks here.
All right, that's it for Sabbath. Now that is Dizzy.
Can I do this
Shillelagh?
Uh-huh.
Is that bonus action?
Wait.
Yeah.
I thought she was the animal still, though. Does she have to switch out to do that?
Oh, yeah, never mind.
An animal?
I keep on forgetting about that. You can use your turn to switch back.
I should have done that a long time ago. Sorry, Treyu, but she's still gonna be.
You can still. You can go bite.
Yeah, yeah. You can still bite, and you in this form, that's free health.
So you might as well.
That is true.
You might as well
so
attack.
I might as well just work it. Just work it. You know what I mean? Still work it as a Jaggy.
Okay.
Because I guess I'll save Daddy.
Perfect. Flawless. Roll a d20.
I didn't know what to say. I'm not sorry.
Flawless victory.
Save me.
Okay, are we saving Daddy or no?
Was that
nine?
Is six?
That's a nine.
It's a nine.
I'll take a nine.
Nine plus five. It's 14. That hits. All right, now, I guess I'm going to take one damage. Five, 11, 14. Yeah, this is the second throat you ripped out today.
Atta girl.
You just see them having struggles. You see Sabbath throw a javelin and just nick it. And then again, you just say, fuck it, and rip out a throat.
Thank you. I got one kill earlier, damn, and now I'm getting fucked by the gang. Ouch.
Alrighty. You have now killed. You now killed all the Jaggers in this cloud.
For now.
Now, do you want to keep on going in this episode, or do you want to stop here and then start the next episode?
See where time's at. We're about an hour, yeah. So we can wrap it. So give us a recap of where we are.
All right. So you guys entered a bar. You guys, the Treyu started a fight with the bartender.
And then
he
I backed
himself
out.
Down. You guys left. Found about a job. Help a little kid. You're oddly aggressive towards him.
Happens.
And
I'm a
guys,
dragon, man. I'm misunderstood.
You guys left. Found a wild animal. Thought it was going to be nice and friendly. Came out as a human and a Jaggeress. Did both plans. Attacked you anyway. Free health, though. She came in clutch. She ripped out two throats as a Jaggeress. And now you see yourself standing before a radiation cloud. And that is what would end our episode.
All right, guys. That hurts. I've only got two health right now. Shit's no bueno.
Why do I always have to take care of you?
Someone's got to take care of me.
In life?
Alright guys, keep listening. Bye.